This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So props aren't out for tomorrow's NBA game yet, but you know where I'm going to lean in Mavs Pistons tomorrow. Pistons come in as 7-point dogs at home against the Mavericks. The Luka show continues. He could have back-to-back triple-doubles.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, he really could. At this point now, it's like I said, it's a Josh Allen rushing touchdown, and it's a Luka triple-double. And even if you don't hit, I mean, the
Why is
odds...
there one game tomorrow? I don't like that.
I don't know. Yeah. It doesn't make it. Well, I guess because they don't want to compete with Thursday Night Football, maybe. But the NBA this early in the season just knows like that that's the case. Luka had his third 40-point triple-double of the year last night. He's now moved into fourth place all-time in NBA history on the list of most 35 or more point triple-double. So he's had a triple-double with at least 35 points. He's done it 13 times. The crazy thing is, the great Oscar Robertson, 59 times he did that. When we talk about the greatest players in NBA history, Oscar Robertson gets slept on far too often.
Oh, yeah. They disrespect the Big O. He's one of the best.
And then everybody... Well, the problem is triple-doubles have been watered down because Russell Westbrook just padded his stats for years by himself in Oklahoma City, so that got washed down. But, yeah, I mean, right now with what Luka's been able to do, I mean, Jason Kidd's basically joking last night saying he just start doing his left hand and nothing else surprises him. I mean, it's true, but the concern will be and will continue. He's the favorite to win MVP, but in reality, a lot more has to come in. He can have a historic season, and they can maybe be a sixth seed in the West and he can win, right? That's why I referenced the first triple-double year for Russell Westbrook. Yep. The Thunder won 47 games. I think they were a sixth seed. Got knocked out of the playoffs quickly. That was always what happened once Kevin Durant actually left. So there is a precedent for something like that having been set before. But the Mavericks relying so much on Luka. Like, tomorrow night's almost one of those games where you might actually think go the other way. They're at Detroit. Not a very good Detroit team. Maybe his minutes are a little bit less. Maybe there's a chance where they're up big in that. They're 7.5-point favorites. Maybe they're up 15 in the third quarter and they start pulling back on his minutes. They're going to have to find times during the season to just get incremental little bits of rest for him because they can't do anything without him.
Yeah, I agree. I like the Pistons tomorrow, too. I think that's going to be a sleepy spot for Detroit going on the road. They tend to struggle against the Eastern Conference teams on the road as well. Big number, 7.5. Last time we saw the Pistons, Nick, they were getting blown out by the Knicks. And last time we saw the Mavs, they were on prime time. Luka had a triple-double out-dueling Steph in Golden State. So I think the number is a little inflated, a little recency bias. Probably should be more like 5.5 or so. So going back to the well one more time with
You're
Detroit.
Do it? You're taking
do
Detroit
it.
Again?
I am.
Wow.
I know.
You love just being just...
No.
Beat down and sad, don't
well,
you?
Well, you know, I mean, we got a 50-50 shot here to cover the spread, so.
I guess.
I'm riding the Pistons.
Listen, good for you, man.
I'm holding my nose, and.
I am curious to see what Luka's props look like tomorrow, though. We won't see them in probably till, you know, for another 12 hours. No, probably even more. We won't get them maybe even sometimes till the afternoon. But I would expect some pretty high numbers. You talk about recency bias. I would expect those props to be shot up. So there may be an opportunity there to try to figure out if there's somebody else. This is always the hard thing. But if there's somebody that may step up, you know, maybe Tim Hardaway has a better game. But then you're better off just betting on Luka than trying to pinpoint who guy's going to be that maybe goes in and steps up because it's complicated. But with Luka, yeah, you'd be fine betting and have him have another triple-double. And you also could take the under because there's a chance that they just don't play him as much tomorrow against Detroit.
Exactly.
But I doubt it this early in the season. We'll see more of that later in the year.
Yes.
You're going to see more of the resting as the season goes on. So that be ready for that.
They need to create a little separation before. I need to win some more games, get higher up in the standing. Because the gap right now between the one seed and like the 10 in the West is only like 5 games.
It's so tight.
I mean, it's really tight.
Is there any game tomorrow in college basketball that you're already on? Any early leans?
Well, the game I just can't wait for. This Creighton-Texas game is going to be spectacular. Creighton's number 7 in the country. Texas is number 2. We've already seen Texas in a big primetime game at home. They blew out Gonzaga. Creighton went out to Maui. They made it to the championship game, lost to Arizona by 2 points. Creighton's 5-2 against the spread. Texas is 4-1 against the spread. This is going to be a great game, Nick. But I like Texas at home, man. Texas's defense is relentless. And this year's team looks like it can score. Chris Beard went out and he got Tyrese Hunter, a transfer from Iowa State. And he's just the perfect mesh of guys that they've kind of already built there. Marcus Carr, Timmy Allen. So Texas is really, really good. Creighton, too. They brought a lot of guys back from last year's team that gave Kansas a game in the round of 32. Going to be an awesome basketball game. Can't wait to watch it. I lean the under in the game. I think Texas's defense is really going to give Creighton some issues. And Creighton defensively is underrated as well. So I would lean under 139.5 in that game. And then Kansas and Seton Hall, I'm just interested to see. We obviously have Shaheen Holloway, who's the new coach year one, coming over from St. Peter's and coaching Kansas. Coaching Seton Hall, going up against Kansas tomorrow. Doesn't look like we have a spread yet for that game. Seton Hall's 4-3 on the year. Kansas is 7-1. Kansas's lone loss was in that championship game, Battle of Atlantis to Tennessee. Three of Kansas's four wins, though, three of their last four wins have come by 6 or less points. So they're playing everybody close. I think Seton Hall can give them a game tomorrow. That's obviously going to be like their Super Bowl to them, playing at Fog Allen, going up against one of the top teams. So I think Seton Hall can keep that close. I would assume that spread tomorrow is probably like 12.5, 13.5 type deal. So I would look at Seton Hall in that game. And then UConn's in action tomorrow against Oklahoma State. I think Oklahoma State, 10.5 point dogs. UConn 7-0-1 against the spread this season, one of the best teams against the spread in college hoops. They average 84 a game. They only give up 58 points per game. They're not only beating people, Nick, they're just demolishing people. So UConn's a really, really good team. They won the championship there out at the Phil Knight Invitational in Portland. Beat Bama, beat Iowa State, looked really, really good. They blew out Oregon. So UConn's an excellent defensive team. That Oklahoma State-UConn game is going to be a fun one tomorrow.